This is a Power 98.7 podcast. Now we're talking. Subscribe to Power 98.7 podcasts in iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. There's more on power987.co.za.
Thanks for that. Imizi Ayifani is in Soshanguve. Good morning.
Good morning, Aman. How are you?
All right. Thanks, and you?
I'm good. Hey, man, I just want to talk about the inconvenience that we experience, especially people of Tshwane, regarding the traffic department in Ventersdorp.
I
took my wife there to renew her license in, I think, towards the end of July. Iman, to date, we have been into that traffic department, I think, twice now, and the license is nowhere to be found. Apparently, they say there's a problem with the people who are delivering the license. And it's not only us. A lot of people go there, the license is not yet there. So,
are you talking about the car license, like your desk?
No, your driver's license.
Oh, okay.
Yes. I took my wife there to go and renew her hair.
All right.
Then when she's supposed to go and collect in July, I think the last time I went there is a week back.
Hi, Bo.
When you go there, this license is not there. Apparently, there's issues with the service provider or the company, they're on strike and whatnot. So it's not only this case of my wife. A lot of people, they go there and turn back.
Oh, that's crazy. And this is at the Tshwane Traffic Department, you say, Imizi?
Yes, in Tshwane Traffic Department. It's in Ventersdorp.
Okay.
So I was wondering if the mayor is aware of that, because now you drive without the driver's license.
Yeah, but you'll get a temporary one. How long is that one valid for?
I'm not sure if they don't. Remember, most of the people, you go there before yours expires, and you don't need to make a temporary, because of you think that apparently it takes 6 weeks for you to get the license back. So you just look at that opportunity, say, I'll have 6 weeks. Before the 6 weeks, I'll have my driver's license.
Yeah.
I don't need a temporary. Yeah.
Okay, let's find out if others also have had this experience at the Tshwane Traffic Department trying to get your license renewed. It expired, he says, his wife's license did. And since July, they haven't been able to get a new one, and they've given all sorts of reasons as to why, strike, system, whatever the case may be. We'll try and find out more, because it's important. I mean, you've got to drive around with your license. And oftentimes people use their licenses as a form of identification. Well, I suppose you could use the expired one for that, maybe. Yeah? I don't know if they will still accept it as being legal. Anyway, we'll try and find out more about the Tshwane Traffic Department. Guys, Bongs and Banyana, let's get on that one. Zakes is in Mamelodi. Good morning.
How are you, my sister?
Hey, good. And you?
Sorry.
It's okay.
Yeah, I want to talk about issues of tire.
Yeah.
If you get in Mamelodi, it's either you get from east or west. There are a lot of tires. They've been put it inside of the road. Just next to the road.
Uh-huh.
Those tires, first thing I want to tell you, they are selling those tires. It's a used tires. From when you go to change four tires, maybe from Continental Tire or whatever, Tiger Wheel Specialist, those guys from Tiger Wheel Specialist, they are selling tires to those guys. And once you took off four tires in your vehicle, it means your tires are not good or they are dangerous.
Yeah.
So if those guys, they take it, those tires, and put it there and sell it, then one of the things I want to tell you, they retread it with a hot wire.
Oh, is that how it happens?
Yeah, they do it with a hot wire, and then they polish it. Then it looks like it's a new, then they put it there.
Oh, my word. Have you seen this happen, Zakes? It sounds like quite a skill. I mean, you've got to be really skilled to do that.
One day, listen to me. I'm talking about the things that I know and I experience it.
Yeah.
I bought a tire, and my tire, like, it was, like, it was not nice. So I just wanted to at least to bought the tire tomorrow. I bought the tire there. They, with that tire there, once I leave, just get one. The tire blast on them there.
Ooh. So dangerous.
I have never get in the road. That's not there.
So gosh.
I don't know. Maybe they can something. It's wrong. Maybe they can do something about that, but it's wrong.
It is absolutely wrong. Yeah, I wonder who manages.
It's a dangerous. It's a used tire. It's a factory fault tire.
Yeah.
Factory fault tire.
Well, look, that's part of the issue, right, Zakes? The other is that, you know, since we know that this is a problem, and since we know we're going to be at risk, even if we want to save some money, our lives are going to be at risk. So we're going to not, you know, you can't buy tires, then, I would imagine, from a non-accredited dealer. But as Zakes is saying, and this is so sophisticated, you heard from our earlier caller who said, you know, when he bought the tires, it looked like the genuine article because they're so good in terms of the, I mean, these are talented guys. I feel like they should be put to work elsewhere. Like they are, number one, they're enterprising. They are brave. They are sophisticated. They know what they're doing. That is a beautiful skill set that can be rechanneled somewhere else where it doesn't put people's lives at risk. But nonetheless, you've heard, I think, from a lot of callers this morning, or at least enough to kind of raise the alarm for you when you're purchasing those tires, and even if they look new, to be very, very careful. Tapedi is in Sandton. Good morning. Hey, Tapedi.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Go ahead.
Mine is a different issue here.
Yeah, the lines. Okay, so Petty, we try to get you back. Okay, start again because I lost you there. Go ahead.
Okay, I was saying my cousin was in an accident, and what this guy did, they come to you, the same people, like, you know, these breakdown guys, they will pretend to be calling your insurance. Meantime, they're calling somebody that they know, and you tell them where you want the car to be towed to and everything. You give them all the details. And then my cousin actually was in an hospital. When we started calling on Monday, the insurance didn't know about any accident which happened. But they gave us a cell phone number. And when you call the cell number, we only found out the car was in River Lee. The company name is what you call HEP27. We had to pay like 10,000 rand to get a car out of that place.
And how many days had it been there?
It was there for less. It was like, I think it was 3 days. Not even a week.
10 grand. Just for storage.
To get it out. And insurance said they will never actually get involved up until what call. That car is out of that what call, that place. Because remember, they are not the one who told.
Yeah.
They called whoever lady who they know. She spoke. The lady spoke to my cousin because my cousin is the one who got there first. And then she thought it was an insurance. When we check on Monday, we realized, like, you know, she was talking to somebody else who belongs to that tow truck company who pretended to be the insurance.
I got it. And I got it exactly. And it sounds like the classic case of complaints that we always hear. Here's the thing, Tapedi. So your cousin was in the accident and was able to call for help, which is why the other cousin came onto the scene, correct? Am I telling the story right? Okay. I think that the lesson here for all of us is that you have to make that call yourself. You can't take the phone from, you know, anyone else at the scene. And I think, thank you so much for sharing it in this way, because I think for a lot of us, we're not aware of that, and it's a panic situation. You worry more about the person's health and their well-being, getting them to hospital. So someone is taking advantage of your vulnerability at that moment. But always, the call should be from your phone, if it's possible, or family member's phone, if it's possible, to your own insurance. And you have to do that on your own, because clearly she was scammed. And it's just horrible she was taken advantage of like that.
For sure. And when you get there, we even asked for the guy who was towing the car. They told him the guy is in Rustenburg, whatever. And you could see the car was, what's called, the guy was around. And when you go inside the office, they will never talk to me and my cousin at the same time. We had to go there one. And like, the security is tight. You can't do anything when you get there.
And this was Help 27, you said. This is the towing agency. Help 27 was involved in this particular...
24-7, yeah.
Oh, Help 24-7.
Yeah, Help 24-7. Mm. They are all over this, guys. You'll see their cars.
Yeah. Tapedi, thanks for that. And I hope that your cousin makes a full recovery and that everything's okay. But thanks for sharing that lesson with us. By the way, Emmanuel Malachi says, my dad renewed his license in June at the City of Tshwane testing station. We went last week to go check on it, and it is still not ready. Tata Twala says about the license, it's the same story we are told at the Benoni License Department. So this is a problem, not only in, you know, in one area of Gauteng, but in more than one here in Benoni, Kurileni. We're encouraged to pay for the temporary license due to strike of the company that prints the license cards. The temporary license is valid for 6 months. And Makiba Wamopedi says, I also heard about the station story. However, I went with my wife at the end of September and she got hers after 4 weeks. The admin lady also told her about the supply challenges. Matimu Waka Shigombe says, I did my license on the 7th of July. And I am still waiting. This is a problem, guys. So the executive mayor of the city of Tshwane, great, lovely, responsive as always. Salim Simanga, thank you very much for joining us on the line. A lot of frustrated citizens in your neck of the Gauteng woods. Sali, what can you say to them?
Morning, Iman, and morning to the listeners. Iman, this is a nationwide problem. Now, you would know that the licenses are actually printed and put together by a central company that went on strike around June, July. So there is a huge backlog, especially for those that applied for their licenses in June, July, and early August. So what has happened then is that the Tshwane then introduced an online system in which you're able to then apply and then be able to then get your license much more quicker. So anybody who then came mid-August and, you know, towards October, November, has actually had their licenses renewed much more quicker. So we are saying this is a problem that has been worked with. We've been in contact with a central company that is doing this. You know, anybody who wants to check how far a license is, you can just SMS your ID number to 33124. 33124 is the number to use, and we acknowledge that there is a problem, but this is coming from the central department that is, or the central company that is putting this together.
So the one thing you're saying is that it's out of your hands, because, you know, this is not something that you do, but to deal with the problem, you now have, as the city of Tshwane, introduced an online system. Is it only for Tshwane, or is it for other areas? Because I'm getting complaints from other areas as well.
As I was saying, Iman, this is this is a nationwide issue. It's not a Tshwane issue, but we are trying to assist as much as we possibly can those that are within our borders.
Yeah, no, I got that, but I'm saying this online system that you've created is only for Tshwane applicants, or do you know if it extends to everybody else?
Well, we should be able to then assist everybody else by referring anything that falls outside of our borders to the relevant department. But the 33124 number is a nationwide number that everybody can actually use to check on the process or how far their license card is.
The online system that you've introduced in Tshwane, what is the address for that?
Just hold on, I'll give that to you.
Okay, while you're getting that, maybe we can talk, maybe someone near you can get that for us in the meantime. What I want to find out is, so everyone who's kind of lagging in the system, even if they go to 33124 to try and find the status, what you are telling us is that if you go online, you're more than likely to get it than if you wait for this, strike process to kind of conclude. Would you advise people who've come to Tshwane and in that June, July, August period to rather than do a reapplication in the online system without having to pay again for it because they would have already paid?
No. What is happening, Iman, is that all of those are actually being printed. Now, as long as you have your old license and you have the receipt of the new license, you should be fine. I mean, this is a known problem it's a nationwide problem that is well known. So no traffic officers will then, once you produce those two documents, no traffic officers will issue a fine for not having a license. So that is a problem that we know. So you don't have to reapply. All you have to do is just to check how far, your license is, and people will be getting the license. Iman, I will talk to the producer and then I'll give you the relevant information in terms of the online.
Yeah, absolutely. The only concern I have is, so if we're talking about regular people, who still have their license and they're renewing, then as you say, this is not a real, shouldn't be a real issue for them, even if their temporary licenses expire because of the 6-month period, for when it's valid, because everyone is aware of the strike situation or the fact that this is not a situation that's resolved. But not everyone applies only for renewal. Some people apply because they've lost their license or they've had it stolen. So, they...
Right. For people who have had their license stolen, Iman, an affidavit or a case number from the police and a receipt of your license. That should suffice, if that be the case. So this is a problem, by the way, only for the June, July, and early August. Anything before and anything after that is not a problem. So the license will be, issued, in the right amount of time, or expected amount of time, if I may call it that.
Well, thanks for being responsive, Mayor, and I really appreciate that information. I'll share it again with our listeners. It was Executive Mayor of the City of Tshwane, Salim Simanga. For when you've reapplied and you want to check the status, SMS your ID number to 33124. We will bring you the online system in Tshwane that's also been designed to help with this particular problem. Kabelo, you're in Centurion. Good morning.
Thanks, Mayor. Good morning. How are you?
Good, thanks.
All right, man. Look, my issue, to some extent, the mayor has answered, but my only concern is when he says that when you come across traffic cops and then you have an old license and the paper that you've renewed, it shouldn't be a problem. The issue is not only that. The implication of this, should you have an accident and you don't have a valid driver's license, you're going to have problems with your insurance.
Look, those are issues. Really, you know what I think we must do, Cabello, is quickly put in a call to Metro or the enforcement agencies to see, you know, whether you'll get any kind of leeway. Because if it's not your fault and you have, I think you might have to prove, you know, provide a receipt. You get receipts when you apply for your license renewal and whatever documents you have. I think that those should be okay. But we might have to speak to both law enforcement and to the South African Insurance Association to see where you stand and what your rights are. Okay.
Oh, okay.
I'll check it out. Solomon in Bryanston, quick one from you because I only have got like 30 seconds. Go ahead.
Hi, Iman. From one Solomon's mouth to another Solomon's mouth. I also have an issue with the driver's license renewal. I renewed my driver's license on 23rd July. Up to date, every week I'm phoning, not yet registering the post. And my other challenging issue, my license, I'm a PDP driver.
Mm.
I've got a PDP on my license.
Mm.
So my PDP expires somewhere. I think next week to be expired. What if then I get pulled over by the traffic cop? Yeah. I'm loading people and my PDP is expired.
Do you apply for your PDP separately to the renewal of your license, or do those things go hand in hand?
No, ma'am. If you've got a valid PDP and you renew, then automatically it comes with that.
Okay.
It's not expired. So mine was not yet expired because I lost my driver's license. I had to renew. Fortunately, I made a temporary driver's license, which is valid for 6 months.
All right. We're going to try...
Expires
in a few next week. Okay. Solomon, I got you on that. We'll try and get the right people to tell us what to do next. Thanks for all of your calls. Really appreciate it. 10 o'clock.
Power News.
In breaking news at this hour, the man accused of dousing his girlfriend with petrol and killing her drops his bail application. And we zoom in on Africa's inaugural investment summit currently taking place in Sandton. Good morning, I'm Bongi Wezwane. In news just in, Mpho Tabane, who is accused of dousing his girlfriend Viwe Dalingozi with petrol and setting her alight, has abandoned his bail application. The accused allegedly torched Dalingozi at her Johannesburg flat on October 28. She died 2 days after the incident due to severe burn wounds. The 27-year-old appeared at the Johannesburg Magistrates Court for bail on a murder and an arson charge. The accused made a U-turn and dropped his bail application. The matter has been postponed to December 5th for further investigation. In other news,
you've been listening to a Power 98.7 podcast. For more podcasts, visit power987.co.za or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.